My dad started a landscaping company in the early 90s, and my brother and I run it now, and he still kind of putters with us and drives the truck around, and so he taught us everything we know, and then some.
There you go. And you're on several shows, but I guess the most popular that folks would know you for is Going Yard. Is that correct?
Yeah, Yard Crushes was another big one. People like that one because they can get a free backyard out of it if they just spot me at a Lowe's. And then the newest one is Lawn and Order, which I love the title because it sounds like we stole it from Law and Order, but you know, just threw an N in there, and now it's a landscaping show.
There you go. And I'm sure the lawyers don't mind at all.
No, exactly. Completely different.
Exactly. Chris, when you're in Des Moines this week, will you be doing some Q&A with people at the show, or is it more like you're giving a mini lecture kind of workshop, or what are we expecting?
Well, I was a high school math teacher for many years, and what I realized is that the attention span of whether you be a teenager or an adult is usually about 20 to 25 minutes. So I do about a 25-minute presentation, and then I do the question and answers afterwards. So I always encourage people to bring pictures of their backyard, questions about what they want to put in their backyard, landscaping tips that they need, because that, for me, that's the most fun part, is interacting with people, finding out their wants and needs in the backyards. And it's a great way to meet me to find ideas for new shows.
And while you sometimes spend a lot of money on the projects we see on TV, folks don't really need to take out a second mortgage to make some key changes. Talk about some inexpensive basics that we can all take on.
For me, I think the most inexpensive way to make your yard look good and get the biggest return on investment is simply by mulching it every spring. I love mulch. It looks great. It smells great. It helps keep down weeds. You're not going to be out there weeding every weekend. But it helps retain the moisture for plants, make them healthier and happier. And then at the end of the season, it actually breaks down into a compost, so it feeds the plants all year round. So mulch is the most inexpensive way to get a great return on your investment.
Wow, excellent tip. Any others that you might suggest that wouldn't cost us break the bank?
People always ask, what can I do to make my backyard more user-friendly? Des Moines, you don't have as much time outdoors, just like in New England, you know. So those warm summer months, you want to get out as much as possible. So I always say, you know, the best thing to do is start with a stone patio. If you do a stone patio and you lay it down correctly, stone's not going to rot. You're not going to have to paint it. It's going to last forever. So do a stone patio. Then you can put some chairs out there, get a little chimney for those cold spring and fall nights. Great seating area, you know. And again, it's a one-time investment if it's done correctly.
And Chris, what would you say are some of the bigger mistakes that us non-professionals make when we're trying to do a backyard makeover that perhaps you can help us to avoid?
Biting off more than you can chew. I think a lot of people have these grandiose ideas for a backyard, and they're like, oh, I want to do everything at once. And they get out there, they rent a machine or they rent something, and then 3 hours later they're like, oh man, what did I get myself into? So I always say start small, like whether it be getting some container gardens, get a little vegetable garden going 1 year, and then try to do the stone patio the next year. So do a little bit at a time to build up your confidence and get the yard going a little bit at a time.